T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, the few showers that we have in the area are breaking the heat a little bit. Man, it is just oppressive out there. And have you seen the heat in New York and the Eastern Seaboard and Chicago? A friend of mine said she's in Chicago, and the heat is just brutal. And in New York, they're expecting the heat index to hit like 110 or something like that, which is really unheard of for New York City. I mean, it gets hot in New York. It gets hot in the East. It gets hot everywhere. But this is really unusual. So this huge heat wave is affecting a lot of people. Hey, here's some great news on this Thursday afternoon. Well, the weekend's almost here. But Hubig Pies are coming back. We've got the story on our website, WWL.com. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Also, Beatles songs did not inspire the murders directed by Charlie Manson. I mean, did you ever think that they did? You know, that was the argument back then. I mean, Charlie Manson tried to make it seem as if the Beatles' music spoke to him and made him direct those people to kill those people, that it was based on the Beatles. It was because of the Beatles' music. And, you know, at that time, people just didn't buy into that. But today, people do. You know, you blame music for something and people go, yeah, it's the music's fault. So we'll get into that next hour as well. A jailed sexual predator, Jeffrey Epstein, denied bail, still in jail, which I think is good. We've also had some highlights of President Trump's rally in North Carolina last night, that including the crowd chanting, send her back, which the president did not lead. Here's part of what the president had to say last night at the rally in North Carolina.
I have a suggestion for the hate-filled extremists who are constantly trying to tear our country down. They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave. Let them leave.
And here is part of the crowd chanting, we want Trump. And that's not a surprise. I mean, it's a Trump rally. You'd expect them to chant, we want Trump. They also chanted 4 more years and USA, USA, USA. Here is a Trump supporter who was there last night.
I really can't. I don't understand why they would be. They're not happy here. They don't seem to be happy.
Well, again, you know, let's go back to all the people who were not happy when President Obama was president. A lot of people were not happy. I mean, I remember that. I remember talking about that on the air. So it's okay to not be happy here. You don't have to leave because you're not happy. So we have another issue of freedom of speech to add to the conversation this afternoon. And the fact that we talk about freedom of speech and just the basic meaning of the First Amendment so often on the show in the afternoon means that we've got a growing problem in America. People don't seem to respect freedom of speech if somebody says something they disagree with. A woman was booed when she displayed a Trump 2020 flag during a 4th of July parade. Her mother says her daughter is being denied freedom of speech rights. Her mother, Elizabeth Wilder, says that her daughter, this was in a gated community in Southern California, big controversy there. This woman has this Trump 2020 flag during the 4th of July parade. And the mother says that she was booed in the parade for having that flag. And the mother says this is a violation of the First Amendment. The mother says, considering that it was the 4th of July and we're celebrating liberty, my daughter chose to fly the flag with the president's name on it. However, the neighborhood association, Rancho Morita Association of Board of Directors, is looking into banning all political signs for all future 4th of July parades. Now, I don't understand how the mother is complaining about her daughter's First Amendment rights, but not respecting the First Amendment rights of the people who booed her. Is booing a Trump 2020 flag in a 4th of July parade part of freedom of speech? Or is it because it's the president? Should we not boo? Should we never boo the president? Is that where we're headed? So you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Gretna.com. From Gretna, Ralph, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I'm sitting there listening to you, and I heard you say that politicians need to, they reflect their base.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, when will the Democrats disavow Antifa? When will the Democrats step up and tell these people to stop attacking ICE centers? Did you hear about that? I didn't hear about that besides conservative media that an Antifa fella attacked the ICE detention center and got killed. Did you know about that? It was in a manifesto that said he was Antifa. How come none of these Democrats candidates are asked to disavow? None of them. Not one. But if this was Trump, he has to disavow things 30 times. Now, David Duke just endorsed Ayan Omar. Will she be asked if she disavows David Duke 75 times like Donald Trump was?
I can't answer that. But I understand the point you're making, Ralph. And no, it should be expected for the Democrats to denounce
they
Antifa.
Don't.
Well,
they don't.
But
bring it up.
They should.
Well,
they should.
Well, you know what they should do and what they do is two different things. Like,
well,
they put Trump on a different standard and Trump supporters on a different standard than they hold Democrats.
If you're going to tell me that there's hypocrisy, I'll agree with that.
Oh, is it? It's a two-tier justice system. That's what's going on in this country. And people like me are just set up with it. We see all this hoopla about this chant. It's a chant, dude. I mean, who cares? This woman is un-American, in my opinion. She hates Israel. She attacks America for things that we had nothing to do with. 9/11, she blamed America on that. I mean, this woman is just she's disgusting. I mean,
you're certainly entitled to that opinion. I don't agree with much of what she says, but I'm going to defend her right to say it because she was duly elected.
And another thing about free speech, Scoot, you have all these social media platforms they're shutting up conservatives, and this is the truth. You can disagree with it all you want, no matter how many times CNN says it's not true, it's true. We are targeted, and we just
it depends on what the message is, Ralph. It depends on look, so, but some companies have a right to do that because they're private companies. It's not like the public airwaves. So they do have a right. I mean, if they want to create Democrats only, they can do that. They have the right to do it.
Scoot, say that and come out and say in your bias. Don't act like you are. You're objective, but you're not when you're really in the tank for these Democrats, and it shows.
Are you talking about me? You're talking about me?
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about media in general.
To me, it's so obvious that MSNBC and CNN support Democrats that I don't even know if they need to say it. I mean, it's kind of like, does Fox News need to say they support President Trump?
I don't think Fox News supports President Trump. They're the most fair, but
no,
believe it, they
Ralph,
lie to you, just like the rest
Ralph,
of them.
Ralph, that's the craziest thing anybody has said on the show in days.
I tell you what,
that Fox News does not support President Trump?
Oh, I did not say they didn't support President.
Tell me what you're saying.
More fair. I said they're more fair than CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS. They're probably 52-48% against Trump. You know, CNN runs stories.
Wait, you think Fox News is 48% against Trump?
No, actually 52. And I can send you.
You think Fox News, that 52% of the coverage on Fox News is anti-Trump?
Scoot, I tell you what, if you take away Tucker and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, the rest of that network is anti-Trump.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Shepard Smith is the most anti-Trump person. I refuse to watch his show.
Ian, we have got to log this call. This has got to be put on Facebook because I want people to hear Ralph from Gretna said that Fox News, 52% of Fox News does not support the president.
Yes, that's a fact.
All right, Ralph, I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion.
All right, Scoot, thank you, man.
Okay. Wow. So and didn't he kind of start the conversation by saying, hey, if you're biased, just admit it? Oh, my God, that's insane. I mean, let's just admit it. Fox News, in fact, President Trump even sees Fox News as a branch of government. He gets mad when Fox News does have somebody on say something negative about him. Now, there are people on Fox News who do say negative things about the president. Shepard Smith is one of them. And a few others. Neil Cavuto has been very brutal toward Trump a few times. But, I mean, what about Fox and Friends? I mean, they suck up to the president every morning. But to even suggest that Fox News, that 52% of Fox News is anti-Trump, is just absurd. But this goes to show you the disillusionment that lives in this country. How disillusioned people are. You know, it's normal to see what you want to see. It's called confirmation bias. Finding the stuff that supports what you believe and then thinking that that's what's fair. I mean, Fox News had to even drop Fair and Balanced because by their own admission, they weren't. And that is okay. I'm not criticizing them for that. But as this caller just said, we should be honest with who we are. And I think that's fine. But I mean, it's obvious that Fox News is more positive to President Trump than negative, and CNN and MSNBC are more negative. I mean, I know it. You know it. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So four NOPD officers have been fired, two put on suspension, because they pursued a suspect in a stolen car, and that is against NOPD police policy. So the system works. All cops aren't bad, but the bad cops do, in many cases, get weeded out. And we should point that out. But you know, this song reflects the attitude of criminals in New Orleans because they cannot pursue suspects. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. A woman was booed when she displayed a Trump 2020 flag during a 4th of July parade in Southern California. The woman's mother says her daughter was denied her freedom of speech. Says it's not fair. What about the freedom of speech to boo? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is booing a Trump 2020 flag in a 4th of July parade part of freedom of speech? 65% say yes, and 35% say no. Now, the interesting question would be, if it was a Trump flag and didn't say 2020 on it, then you could argue that in a 4th of July parade, this woman was just simply flying a flag or showing a flag, displaying a flag that had the President of the United States name on it. But with Trump 2020, it's deemed a campaign sign. And so the neighborhood in Southern California is considering with their board of directors banning all political signs for future 4th of July parades. So see, if she had just a Trump flag, I would be fine with that. Well, I'm fine. I mean, I guess it's okay if she had a Trump 2020 flag. I mean, I'm not for promoting candidates during a 4th of July parade, but you know, she had it. Okay, fine. But people had a right to boo because that's also protected by the First Amendment. And this is one of the reasons why this country is just so messed up right now. Because people don't see it that way. They don't understand. They just see it one way. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm tired of you saying you're an independent. You're a coward. You went to change your party from Democrat to independent, big coward, so you can play both sides of the fence. Coward, big worm. Love that. First of all, that is factually not true. And you can't prove it otherwise. So, you know, basically shut up. You know, I mean, if you can't prove it, then, you know, don't tell me what I do if it's not true. That is not true. In fact, I changed from a Republican to independent. That's my recollection of that. And I changed a while back, and I didn't change. I didn't know I was going to be talking about my independent affiliation so much on the air. But I just decided that with the climate the way it is, I love to be free from either side. And I like to say that. So I have really been promoting the fact that I am a registered independent. And I did not change from Democrat to suddenly change so I could do this on the air. It's who I am. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty disgusted with both parties, which is why I'm registered as an independent. From Houston, Larry, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I'd like to know what gives these people the right to tell this woman to go back home, go back where she came from.
Well, the Constitution.
I mean, Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's freedom of speech. I understand that. But, I mean, how they feel that this is stay home. I mean, like they own this place where they can tell people to go somewhere, to leave. I mean, you know, and then all this stuff about un-American. I fought in two wars. This president that's highly so much American, he dodged a war. But you never hear that.
Well, of course you hear that.
It's time for these people to stop that stuff. I mean, how do you think the Indians feel about us being over here, the Native Indians?
Well, I know. I mean, that's the great irony. I mean, they could have very easily told us to go back home.
Exactly. You know, I mean, so these people need to stop that. I mean, all this stuff about un-American and stuff like that. And what it is, it's a race problem. And that's all it is.
Well, unfortunately, you know, that, Larry, I'm going to have to get to news here. That is part of it. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, it is about skin color. And it's really sad. And I guess there are a lot of white Americans who just are scared that minorities are starting to gain equal footing. Why should that scare you? Don't we stand for equality? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. If you're on hold, hang on. More of your comments. I've got some great text to get to, and that's coming up next on WWL. The first one happened on this day, July 18th, 1991, in Phoenix, Arizona. This was the day of the first Lollapalooza. It featured Susie and the Banshees, Living Color, Henry Rollins, Nine Inch Nails, and Jane's Addiction. And I remember mid-90s, I remember Lollapalooza here at the lakefront. And it was awesome. I love Lollapalooza, but I think it's over. I don't think they're doing Lollapalooza anymore. Also, it was on this day 2 years later, 1993, Rage Against the Machine appeared on stage at Lollapalooza in Philadelphia. They were wearing nothing but duct tape over their mouths. I mean, I don't know. They had to have other things kind of covered up, but they came out with duct tape over their mouths, and they stood in complete silence for 25 minutes out of protest for the Parents Music Resource Center. Protest alive and well in America. Okay, so Congresswoman Omar made some statements about her beliefs concerning President Trump. Here's part of what she had to say.
We have said this president is racist. We have condemned his racist remarks. I believe he is fascist.
You know, there are people who honestly believe that. I can't prove that. I don't know. I don't know what is in President Trump's heart when it comes to a lot of things. And I haven't called him racist on this show. But he does say things that cause a lot of people to think he's very racist. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, who used to be very honest about Trump and then really turned into a big Trump supporter, he had this to say about Americans and freedom of speech.
They're all American citizens entitled to their voice. And when they do provocative things, they're going to be met with provocation. So this is a two-way street, not a one-way street.
Exactly. And the same thing with the woman who flew the Trump 2020 flag in the 4th of July parade in California. She was booed. And her mother's all upset that she was booed, saying that her daughter was robbed of her First Amendment rights. She has the right to fly the flag, as long as it's not against the rules of the parade. And at the time, it wasn't. So her mother says her freedom of speech was denied. No, she had the right to do that. But the people who booed had the freedom of speech to boo. Okay, here's a text that says Lollapalooza is in Chicago only every year. So that's nice to know. Maybe I'll go to Chicago one year. Dean from Goodby, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good, Dean.
Hey, man, look, I'm not racist or anything like that. The words that came out of Ilhan Omar's mouth is what has me bothered. And the divisiveness that seems to be going on in the Democratic Party. I mean, I don't know, Scoot. Maybe you can tell me, but color has nothing to do with this. It has everything to do with what comes out of people's mouths. And I think that's the big problem.
Well, that's why I was very careful when I said that for a lot of people, it's not about skin color. But for some people, it is. And I mean, I hear the way people talk, and I see the things that they get upset with. And there's a tendency to judge people of color. And I think it's sad. And I mean, it's been written by many, many people that white America over the last, you know, years, and maybe the last decade or so, but especially I would say in the last 5 years, America, white America, has felt very, very squeezed, almost as if they're afraid when they hear about minorities getting equal rights. They're afraid of that, and they shouldn't
I'm
be afraid.
Not afraid.
No, we shouldn't
I'm
be
not afraid.
Afraid.
Because this is America. We're all equal. We're all equal. Not only because it's America, but because we're all God's children.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
And as far as Ilhan Omar, you know, denouncing Israel, she needs to understand the majority of this country is Christian, I believe. And
well, it is, but that doesn't make us a Christian nation.
But it's offensive to those of us that believe in Christ.
I mean, I get that, Dean, but we didn't vote for her. She's not somebody who runs in our districts where we vote for her. She was voted for and put in office by the people of her district. And so those are the people who really ultimately will judge her. I mean, you and I can judge her. We can judge her for what she says and things that she does, as we can any politician. But she will be judged by the people who put her in office. Either they like what she's saying or they don't. And they should respond by either voting for her for re-election or voting her out.
Well, in this country, I've always been taught that majority rules. But
majority doesn't rule when it comes to rights, because we have the Bill of Rights. Majority does not rule. In other words, the majority could be against, you know, for example, the majority of this country, the majority of the South, for example, was against integration. But since integration was against the Constitution, then it didn't matter. The rights of the individuals had to be honored.
Was it the majority of the Southern people were against integration, or the majority of the Southern government?
Well, the governments represent the people. I mean, there was a time when integration was vehemently opposed in the South. I mean, you know that.
Yep, I do know that, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, I am too. So it wasn't about majority rule then.
Thing about majority rules is, I think it goes across the board. A lot of people look at these minority factions, and want to give them a leg up and make them a part of the mainstream. Well, if they haven't earned it, how can they expect?
Well, Dean, I get that, but the problem is that if there is an attempt to impede their progress to being equal, that's where the problem comes in. I have to get to a break, Dean, but I appreciate the conversation. We may disagree about some things, but I appreciate the civility of the conversation. Although we're really kind of embracing all the hate here this afternoon. I mean, we're just involved in it. We're embracing the hate. So a woman is booed displaying a Trump 2020 flag at a 4th of July parade. Her mother says her freedom was denied. No. She had the freedom to do that, and the people who booed had the freedom to do that. Sometimes you just got to get up and stand up for what you think is right. All right, coming up out of this break, I'm going to play another part of a song that we played earlier. And it's it really is about this NOPD policy where you cannot pursue suspects in a car chase. I'm Scooter. We'll be back on WWL. Come on, man. This is what they're singing in those cars as they, you know, do something wrong. So, you know, maybe that's something that really needs to be addressed. I mean, I guess there's a way to be involved in a car chase. There's a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it. But the four police officers broke the rules, and they've been fired, and two have been put on suspension. And this goes back to the Broadmoor fire, which resulted from a car chase gone bad. NOPD chasing some suspects in what they believe was a stolen car. We're talking about a woman who was booed for displaying a Trump 2020 flag during a 4th of July parade in Southern California. Mother says that her First Amendment rights were denied. And yeah, she's standing up for her daughter, but what about the rights of those who wanted to boo? I mean, you know, again, you have a right to say what you want to say, but you don't have a right for there not to be reaction to that. Do we have to do that test there? Oh, okay. Okay. Coming up later. So look, at least you look, it's not going to be a pop test. You know, you got a little notice. You've got some notice. The test is coming up. So, you know, be prepared. From Franklinton, Jocelyn, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot.
Hi.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the First Amendment and the girl at the parade and everything. Mm-hmm. And I do agree. She does have freedom of speech, and so do the people that booed her. But it's sad that, you know, just to be brave enough to show, you know, what you believe in, or, you know, who you want to be president, or just who you support, you're basically putting yourself in a position where you might be booed by a bunch of people. And it's scary because, I mean, where I'm from, I'm from a small town, and even though I believe differently than a lot of people here, I feel that I shouldn't use my freedom of speech, I mean, for religion or politics or anything like that.
I understand that, Jocelyn. I get it.
Yeah, and it's unfair, but I totally respect everybody's freedom to say what they need to say. But at a certain point, this is America. It's not peaceful anymore here.
Why do you think political discourse has gotten so ugly and so hateful? Because it's different. I mean, you know, this is not the first time in my career I've talked about politics or a president that was not liked by a lot of people. A president was loved by some and not liked by others. But the tone of everything has changed. It's different today. Why do you think that's happened?
I'm not really sure. It just seems like everybody almost has a chip on their shoulder when something's happening that they don't necessarily agree with. I mean, I don't support Trump, but I respect that he's my president.
Yes.
And I like to see things both ways, and I'll do that, and I won't just bash somebody for what they like or what they believe in. I mean, I respect everybody in my community and what they believe in, but I'm not saying I necessarily believe that you should alienate people that are, you know, Democrat or sexual orientation or anything like that. But it's just always a... You can just really bring out the worst in somebody by just, if I were to say I'm an independent party and I don't support Trump, if I said that here, I would be afraid of the repercussions.
And that shouldn't be the case, because you're an American first. And, you know, you said another example that, I mean, I love to point this out because, you know, there are people who think that I shouldn't even be on the air because I'm not a right-wing red conservative. I shouldn't even be on the air here. Which I find ironic, because Rush Limbaugh started his show in the blue state of California. So, I mean, what if Rush Limbaugh listened to people say, you shouldn't be on the air here because you're conservative and California's blue? I mean, I really don't care what people say, but that is the mentality of some people. So, you know, I like to try to be honest with my opinions and try to just address, you know, the truth about the whole situation. Certainly, I do have my opinions, but it shouldn't be this way. But there are people like you in Franklinton. There are people in Chalmette. There are people in St. Tammany Parish and down on the Bayou. There are people who are not Trump supporters. And, you know, there are not many places for them to go. And so I hope this show is not only open to people who don't support Trump, but also it's open to people who support Trump, because if you want to express your opinions and you want to bash somebody who doesn't totally support Trump like you with everything, then, you know, this is your show.
Well, your show just makes me not feel alone.
Well,
so
you're not.
I do appreciate your show, and I listen to it every day.
Well, Jocelyn, I appreciate the call very much. On our pop culture calendar, it was on this day, July 18th, 1974, the U.S. Justice Department ordered that John Lennon be deported from America. A federal appeals court overturned the deportation order in 1975. The following year, John Lennon was granted permanent U.S. residency. And in about 5 years after that, he was killed in America. But there was a big attempt by the Nixon administration and FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover and the Justice Department to deport John Lennon because of his views. He was against the Vietnam War and very vocal about that. And he was considered to be anti-government And so they wanted John Lennon kicked out of America. They wanted to send him back where he came from. I'm Scoot. We're coming back with more of your comments on WWL. I use this song a lot as a bumper song when it deals with Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., or John F. Kennedy. Even I think they even added Bobby Kennedy into this song. This song is titled Abraham, Martin, and John, and it's about how the good die young. It's done by a singer named Dion, who is 80 years old today. And when I first heard that song, when it first came out as a hit, I wasn't on the radio yet. I mean, believe it or not, there was a time that I was actually not on the radio. And I just remember that was just an awesome song and very touching. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is booing a Trump 2020 flag at a 4th of July parade part of freedom of speech? 68% say yes. 32% say no. Wow. 32% don't understand the First Amendment. Anyway, you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text, Greg from Chalmette. I look at it this way. No matter who our president is, we are going to have people who are for him or her and people who are against. That's with any president that comes in. It's true. It was true when Obama was president, when George W. Bush was president, Clinton, and it's true with Donald Trump in the White House. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We are coming back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.